Well, thanks for joining me. It is a delight to be able to pray with you. What a powerful day. We're on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday. And I got good news for you. If you pray the chaplet with me every day, if you are one of the great Divine Mercy intercessors who prays for so many of these intentions that you come in and hear, I have had a Mass said every single month for your intentions. And today at the Chapel of the Nativity here at Relevant Radio, Mass was offered for you and for your intentions. And there's nothing on the planet more powerful than a Mass being offered for those particular intentions. So I'm so happy to have you as a Divine Mercy intercessor and as a friend and as a family member here who can pray with us. So know that those prayers were there. Jen, I want to thank you, too, for making sure that gets slated every single month. Let's pray. Well, we're on day 8 right now of this powerful novena of chaplets, which our Lord specifically asked St. Faustina to pray leading up to the great feast. And it's never too late to pray. You might even want to start this on Mercy Sunday for an intention and pray it in Thanksgiving. But we'll pray right now. Today is day 8, and St. Faustina had an experience where her angel actually took her to purgatory, and she saw the languishing and the suffering of souls there. And they would call the Virgin Mary when they saw her, the star of the sea, that's what they would call her. And she would give them refreshment and mitigate some of their purgation, I guess. And Faustina asked them what their greatest suffering was. And she said, they said to her all in one voice, the longing for God. So that's really, I think, what this purgatorial experience is about. Souls there cannot pray for themselves. You might have a loved one there. Maybe one day you'll be relying on the prayers of the faithful, for the alleviation and the mitigation of your purgation. So today the Lord asks us to bring these souls to him, who he says are in the prison of purgatory. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today, bring to me the souls of those who are in the prison of purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are so greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments that they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit, and you would pay off their debt to my justice. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said you desire mercy, so I bring into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls in purgatory, souls who are very dear to you and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gushed forth from your heart put out the flames of purgatory, that there too the power of your mercy may be celebrated. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you by the sorrowful passion of your Son and by all the bitterness with which his most sacred soul was flooded, manifest your mercy to these souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way, but only through the wounds of your Son. Your dearly beloved Son, for we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tomorrow will be day 9. I will not be with you that day, but the Lord asks you to bring to him souls who become lukewarm. Lukewarm. And we know what the Lord said, how he spews them from his mouth, right? We need to pray for mercy on those particular souls. Hey, I am in the studio today with two men that God gave a special anointing to. Called them to, really, they said yes to a call. I mean, we'll tell you the backstory of this coming up. But they have an annual walk to Mary. It starts at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere, Wisconsin, ends up in Champion, Wisconsin. And I want to fill you in on this because I think it's really a grace-filled opportunity. I mean, pilgrimage brings such grace. And you can do this. I'm going to be there. My buddy Patrick Madrid's going to be there. Father Rocky's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people making this walk. And we're having a great evening the night before. They're both in here with me, Tom Schmidt and Pat Dupree. Thank you both for being here, guys. Good to have you in.
Delighted to be here.
Anything you want to pray for before we begin the chaplet? Any intentions you want to bring to the family here?
Yes, I've got one. We got some family members that are dealing, Drew, with mental health issues and some addiction issues.
Oh yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you're close and up front right with it, it is very difficult, not only for those individuals, but for the family members as well. So I'd like to pray for all those people that are dealing with those issues.
Great, great intention. Certainly pray for that. Addiction seems impossible to overcome. It really does when your loved ones are in the battle with it. But I've seen it on two different occasions. I found people who found freedom from it. I was talking to somebody today on my drive up here to the studio. They had a friend that was a heroin addict that actually also found freedom. So, I mean, some of those addictions bring you to the grave, but prayer changes things. Anything you want to share, Tom?
Yes, I'd like to pray for Merlin Heppes. His funeral's happening right now. Okay. And his wife, Rose, they're part of our group. And also for Abby and her breast cancer treatment coming up.
Okay.
And my brother with Parkinson's.
Pete. Oh, wow. Tough. All right. Okay. We'll give you all those debilitating diseases, Lord, and pray for all the intentions that we have. We'll begin our chaplet today. Join me now as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Josh, praying with us in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Drew. Always glad to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. Likewise.
Hey, I'm asking for prayers for my beautiful wife of 25 years. Her name's Janelle. She was scheduled for a hysterectomy on Monday, and we got notified late yesterday that the anesthesiologist will not do the surgery whatsoever. And so she's very, very stressed. And I'm asking for peace for her, for healing of mind, body, and soul. And then most importantly, that God's will be done in all this, whether, you know, this is his way of saying that she doesn't need the surgery, or if, you know, we need to seek another option to have it done. Drew, she's a huge divine mercy devotee. I'm sure she's listening right now, and she prays for so many people. I'm just asking that we pray for her.
Oh, look, we will certainly pray for her. I can't imagine what you're going through personally. I mean, as a husband, I know how much you love her, and you know that's a serious procedure, a serious operation. Let's pray for the healing. Let's pray for a miracle. Well, I'm not going to limit God. Maybe there's a reason that the brakes were pumped here, and maybe doctors will be astounded. If not, we will pray for the proper remedy. And Josh, I want to pray for you in this very difficult time. As I said, I know that you got to be strong, and you want to be there for her, but we're praying for you too, okay? So you hang in there.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Lord, I just give you this husband, but I pray in particular for his wife and for this particular surgery. I know somebody who just went through a hysterectomy, too. And I was surprised they did it laparoscopically, too, which was pretty amazing to me. And the person recovered well. So, you know, it's for her best health. Lord, I thank you for the gift of medicine. If it's through surgery and procedures, we thank you. But, Lord, I also ask for miracles for those who are battling debilitating diseases today, battling addiction, battling situations that seem impossible, like this one here. I don't know how you're going to remedy it or how you'll intervene, but I turn to your mercy now, and I pray for Josh, and I pray for all those who are now crying out to you as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from California. Evie, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
Prayer of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Hallelujah. God is good. I've been praying the novena all week. I'm not kidding. I'm down to my last 2 weeks at this place where I'm staying and running out of options. And today my brother kind of stopped and spoke to a lady, and it's the one we've been looking for to rent. And it's incredible. It's not and sealed yet and delivered, but it is. I knew. I said, God is going to come through. Well, it might be at the last day, but he came through. I know it is all in his divine mercy. And so I'm extremely happy. Oh, my God. You don't even know.
I love it.
And so, oh,
praise
my God,
God.
I'm not kidding. I got down and prayed on my knees to thank Jesus.
Oh.
And I spread the divine mercy to everyone and relevant radio app to everyone I see and hear. And funny thing, my husband died 2 years ago on Divine Mercy Sunday.
Oh, what
and I
a day.
Called in about that. Is this crazy?
You know, Evie, that you know, if I was to go on any day, and I say this all the time, that is the day that I want to go. It's like being baptized on that day. If you receive, you know, the Eucharist and the sacramental confession, what a gift. Your husband, you know, he's with
I
the
know.
Lord. That's amazing.
I know.
Well, congratulations.
We couldn't get the priest to come because it was late that day, but so I am, and to think, thank my brother and God bless him and his family, and because he does everything for me, Harry.
Amen.
So,
we know on that day the floodgates of God's mercy are open, right? So thank you.
Yes,
thanks
sure.
for calling and thanks for sharing. And I'm with you too. You know, the Lord, you know, I don't know. It's a little frustrating to be honest with you sometimes. He sometimes really wants to see how deeply we trust. Right? And he waits the 11th hour and 59th minute before he comes through. There's so many times where you're thinking, how's this going to be resolved? And you just went through that. That final moment, the Lord came through and he gave you a victory. I shared in a small talk I gave last night, just a quote out of the diary of St. Faustina. And it's a weird spiritual dynamic that the Lord has with us. The Lord wants us to truly trust him. You heard me talk about this a million times with you. But he said this. He said, I make myself dependent on your trust. I make myself dependent on your trust. If your trust is great, then my mercy will be without limit. So it's kind of a weird dynamic, isn't it? But the Lord says, you trust me. I'm going to make myself dependent on it. Then anything is possible, right? My mercy is without limit. That means there'll be those miraculous healings, those financial blessings, those answered prayers, the freedom from addiction. God can do anything. Evie, let's pray in Thanksgiving for the way that God works. Let's pray for our own faith and trust. Lord, we'll give you not only Evie and this prayer of Thanksgiving, but our hearts with all the intentions that we are turning to you. And allow us to trust you completely. And Lord, let us see the results of that prayer. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Connie in Alexandria, Minnesota, let me go to Maggie. She's been also monitoring your prayer intentions. If you have an intention you can't get through, I know the phone lines here fill up really quickly. Maggie will take them off Twitter. You can just go to at Drew Mariani Show. That's the Twitter handle, at Drew Mariani Show, to get those intentions in. You can also follow me at Drew Mariani, and you can send me those answer prayers to Drew at relevantradio.com. Maggie, what's coming in?
Drew, you're going to like this one. We got a letter in the mail from Ralph Hernandez. He's written to us a couple of times before. He is a mailman and was spared of his life, which he attributes to a divine mercy miracle. And he even sends pictures of the mail truck in the accident. But he says, ever since, I have created these Divine Mercy Chaplet cards, and I hand them out to people everywhere I go. It's really sweet. So I just wanted to lift up Ralph and his wife, Maria, for being such great prayer warriors. We also received a nice handwritten note from Ron and Anna. They have a number of Thanksgiving praise reports that they attribute to Divine Mercy, and a number of other prayer requests. So I want to lift them up.
Wow.
Cecilia from Minnesota wrote to us, Drew. I wanted to mention this one because it kind of breaks my heart, and I know that you can speak to this about perseverance and trust. Cecilia wrote to us, and she said, my husband died in January. I had called and submitted requests for prayers so many times for him, but my prayer requests never got on air. I had so hoped that God would have answered prayers of healing for my husband. And she goes on, she says that she forgot to pray the chaplet at his bedside as he was passing.
Yeah.
She says she's beating herself up for it, for waiting till she was home to pray. And I thought, sweet Cecilia, God is outside time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Perfect.
Ugh.
That's so true. You know, Fulton Sheen, he once said, he said, though God may not grant all of your wants, he's sure that in a certain sense, there's no unanswered prayer. So the Lord knows your heart, right? He knows what she was going through there. And I'm sure he received the graces that he needed. To your point, Maggie, God is outside of time. Father Chris Alar, who has been a great friend of the show over the years, he lost his grandmother to death by a suicide.
Mm.
And he thought she was in hell, is really what he thought, until a priest really unpacked this whole theology of God being outside of time. And he began to offer masses and prayers for her. And to this person who just wrote, she can do the same thing. It's never too late to pray. We can offer the chaplet we're about to pray right now for our loved ones that may have died without the sacraments, may have died unexpectedly, may have died in tragedy or accident we may be concerned about. I trust in the mercy of God.
I do too.
I totally trust in the mercy of God. And God will, he'll not fail us, and he'll not, he'll not let these prayers go unheard. So let's turn to God now, and we'll put our trust in him. That's what he asks. It's the best prayer is the best weapon we had to the heart of God. So thank you, Maggie, for sharing that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I've got just a couple more. We've had a number of people write in wanting to pray for the Fort Lauderdale flood victims.
It's horrible down there. Yep.
Shannon wrote to us and said, please pray for my parents, Linda and Anthony. They're traveling far for my mom's first ALS treatment. Prayers for a safe journey and complete healing. Rebecca wrote to us and said, my friend's mom is in surgery right now. Please lift her up for healing. Elizabeth also wants to lift up someone who is dying right now in their family. And Christine says, please pray for my niece who's in labor as of this moment. Thank you, Divine Mercy Intercessors.
Amen. Thank you, Maggie, for sharing all those. Thank you for writing to us. Connie and Alexandra, we'll get you in here too. Good afternoon.
Hello. I am asking for prayers for the finding of a missing woman, Madeline Kingsbury from Winona, Minnesota. She is 26 years old and a mother of two small children, and she has been missing since March 31st.
Wow.
And it's being called involuntary and suspicious, and I feel she really needs our prayers.
Yeah.
And one more thing, for all our children who are away from their Catholic faith, if they come back into the fullness of the Catholic Church,
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Pray big on Divine Mercy Sunday for that. God will give those souls graces. Madeline, who's 26 years old, a mother too, she's not going to abandon her babies. So, Lord, I just pray if there's anything nefarious going on here that you allow her to find freedom and return her to her home and to her family and to her children. I pray for all those who are missing, all those who have been abducted, sold into human trafficking or sexual slavery or whatever it may be. Anyone who's fallen victim to some sort of nefarious assault. Lord, I pray for those particular souls, and I pray for good answers and for remedies for that. I also want to pray for those who've lost their way and have drifted from you, especially our children and those that we love. You will give them the grace of conversion. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Kevin is in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi, Kevin, good afternoon. Hey, Kevin, you with me? All right, I'll put him back in queue. We'll try to swing back to you if we can. Madeline in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, dear. Three quick things. One, I hope all the holy souls in purgatory are released tomorrow, Sunday. Two, for my own father, Sapochko, Monsignor Andrew Vicari. And three, I really hope to find someone nice and funny and kind and strong. And, you know, I'm so happy for everyone else. But I'm so longing for my other half.
Looking for a man to marry, right? You want a partner, a relationship?
Yeah. Yeah.
Madeline, let's pray for him, all right? If God has that soul
Thank
out
you.
There for you, we'll ask him to put that person across your path right now. You know, I think it was St. Albert the Great that said, he says, the greater, the more persistent your confidence in God is, the more abundantly you'll receive all that you ask. And, Lord, I'm going to pray with persistent confidence right now for Madeline. Allow this soul to come across her path soon, Lord, and fill her days with lots of joy. And I pray for all those who are in troubled relationships, going through divorce, those who have experienced infidelity or have been wounded. And I just pray for the healing of those souls. I pray for those looking for future spouses and discerning their vocations. You make clear their destiny. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sandy in Thousand Oaks, California. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. My request is for a dear friend of mine named Jeff, who is in need of healing from bone and blood cancer, and that he return to the sacraments of his Catholic faith And thank you, Drew, for your ministry. I have had a devotion to Divine Mercy for the last 26 years, and I have seen many, many, many healing miracles. God bless you, Drew. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. A sister in Christ. I love that. My devotion goes back a long time, too, and I love it. I think it's a grace for a time. And I'm so happy for everyone who's discovering Divine Mercy. It is really, it'll change your spirituality, and it'll really, it'll bring you a lot of peace. It will. It'll help you really to grow close to the Lord. I pray for Sandy, and we pray for Jeff, who's battling blood cancer. We pray for souls to come back to the church. We pray right now, Lord, for all the intentions we have in our heart. I pray for marital issues. I pray for relational issues. I pray for financial issues, for health issues. Lord, those in need of healing and reconciliation, I give to you my heart and all the needs that I often present, united to those who now pray with me. We turn to you with confidence. We turn to you with trust. We turn to you in thanksgiving. As we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible. Please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Mykolenko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for praying with me. Divine Mercy Sunday is this Sunday. I'll be talking much more about it coming up in a minute. My heart goes out to everybody on hold here. There's people with car accidents, brothers with cancer, somebody battling Lyme's disease, terminal brain cancer over here. Just a lot of intentions. We're going to be praying for you. This Sunday, I promise you my prayers. I am going to spend the day in prayer. I love this day in a very, very profound way. I will I'll intercede for you. If you could remember me on this day too, just ask God, give me the graces that I need in my journey. I'd appreciate it. But count on my deepest prayers for you on that day. It's going to be a day when the floodgates of his mercy are open. Cannot wait. Hey, stay with me. We come back. I want to get you plugged in to something that I think can also bring you a lot of grace. It's happening in, just about a week or two from now, 2 weeks maybe. We'll fill you in. It's going to be a lot of fun, too, so stay with me. I'll give you a little history and give you an invite right after this.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, if you're in the market for health insurance, well, our sponsor, the Catholic Order of Foresters, is here to help you and your family find the most cost-effective health plan. Learn more at relevantradio.com/Forester.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I love just hanging out with you, praying with you. I am here for you. hope I can walk with you too coming up. We got a got a fun event happening here, and you know, I know sometimes, you know, when I bump into people, this Drew, I feel like I know you because I listen to you every day. You know, and when I get to meet people, and I love that. I want to tell you about a journey you can take. It's really a pilgrimage without having to pay anything or travel outside of our borders. Here in our country, at the only church-approved Marian Apparition Shrine on an annual basis now, is an event called Walk to Mary. And it begins at the National Shrine of St. Joseph, which is located in De Pere, Wisconsin. It's about 21 miles away from Our Lady of Good Help. And it was in Champion, Wisconsin, where Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, appeared to a Sister Adele Bryce, gave her messages, gave her a mission, warned of a great chastisement that would come. All of this was fulfilled in very vivid detail. It has now become a place of profound conversion and unbelievable healing. And I was just talking to two of the guests that are in studio with me today just about so many of the answers, prayers. Maybe you're praying for somebody with infertility. You may want to consider taking this walk to Mary. There's so many answered prayers in that area. But first, let me welcome back Tom and Pat. They're in studio with me. And let's share with everybody the history here, because you know, and maybe I'll start by going back to the late 1800s, 1860s, 70s, 80s, whatever. The Virgin appeared, what, 1859 in Champion. And after, 12 years later, was a great Peshtigo fire, same day as a great Chicago fire. And it devoured, you know, as much land as the state of Rhode Island. It turned sand to glass, and people thought the world was ending. But the Virgin Mary intervened. And ultimately, the shrine was protected as Sister Adele and the faithful were there praying. And soon after this, I think people really began to realize this isn't an anointed place. Something's happening here. God has put an anointing on this apparition site. And you see the divine intervention. There's a little square area that was untouched by the fire. Yet as far as the eye could see, everything was ash. There's really no explanation for how these people could have possibly survived other than God's providence and protection. So soon people began to make a pilgrimage there. They would come great distances. Stories of, you know, you have young kids who've fallen off of, you know, the upper part of the barn. You know, the mother throws them in the back of the horse and carriage, the horse in the cart, and on his way, miraculously healed. You know, people with no vision getting their sight back. And today there are so many modern-day miracles. So this was a journey that people would often make, kind of fell out of practice until just recently. And here with me, as I said, Tom and Pat, let me let you pick it up there. What happened? You know the history. I mean, how did God put this on your heart to once again resurrect this ancient practice that resulted in miracles and answered prayers?
Well, let me start, Drew. The inspiration behind the Walk to Mary was your very own Father Rocky. 2010 was the year that our local bishop, Bishop David Ricken, made the formal decree that this is a approved apparition site. And Father Rocky was the MC at a men's conference in 2011, March of 2011. And he just brought up, there were 700 of us guys there that year. And just brought up the something he wanted us all to pray for. He said, wouldn't it be cool to walk from Relevant Radio out to this new shrine of Our Lady of Good Help? That would be something really cool to do. And he left it at that, you know. He didn't say anything more about it. And it stuck with me. And you talked about it earlier, why these pilgrimages, they can do something to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can convert you. They can turn your heart toward Mary, toward her son. And I couldn't get it out of my mind that we had to do something about this. I've had the experiences. I've gone to Fatima. I've gone to Lourdes. I've been to Medjugorje. I've done the Camino de Santiago. I know what this can do to people. And I called Relevant Radio. I said, hey, did anybody call in and say, what are we going to do about this walk that Father talked about? Nobody called in. And then maybe about a week or so later, I get this call. This gentleman who's next to me in the studio, he called in with the same thing. Did anybody want to do anything about this walk? And Tom and I, through that experience have become really good friends and brought this to something that we never thought it would be what it is today.
So explain to those who are listening, and look, you're invited to be part of this. Patrick Madrid, Father Rocky, I'm going to be at this particular walk. A lot of our colleagues are there. People have taken this walk, praying for fertility. Today they have big families, they have children. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff that has happened. What happens at the walk? And what year, by the way, did you start this? What year was the first walk?
2013.
So this is the 10th anniversary?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Wow, I can't believe it's been that long already. That's wild. What was the first walk like? Just a couple, small group?
A little bit of over 400
that's
or so.
That's a lot. That's huge. That's a big turnout.
400, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I'd like to have been part of the first one. That would have been great. I don't think I was. I don't think I came until a little bit later. So what happens? Maybe explain what goes on this day and how people can tap into it.
Well, I think what goes on this day is amazing because you can certainly feel the Holy Spirit working through everyone and the appreciation for Our Lady. You get, right now, 2,700 people have signed up for this year.
Wow.
Over, 60% of them planning to do the entire walk.
More than that, probably.
67% are going
to
take.
Well, it's more closer to 70-75%. Yeah. We'll do the whole thing. You know, they'll suck it up, Drew.
I'm a punk.
Not like you.
I'm a punk. I am. I mean, 21 miles is a long one. But let me just qualify this. So you start at the National Shrine of St. Joseph.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to scare people. I mean, 21 miles is a long walk. When Father Rocky's done, he does the 21. And he's like, I was sharing you. He's like, sunburn, he's all red, you know, his feet are killing him. But, you know, if you can't make it, there's a bus that comes by and it'll pick you up. You can ride the bus for a while and get off, or you could do 14, or you could do 7, or you could do 2 miles with your kids. I know a lot of people are doing that,
right.
Go right ahead.
But there's spiritual healing, there's emotional healing for a lot of people, and a lot of people are there for discerning the many things that we just spoke about with divine mercy. And the sense that you get of camaraderie for our Lord and the service to God is amazing. Yeah. You can sense it. You live it that day.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because on my drive to the studio today, somebody interviewed me for an article on the Walk to Mary. And they said, we know you take a lot of pilgrimages. Can we talk to you about pilgrimages? And I said, sure. And they were asking, well, what do you do to prep? You know, everything from the temporal to the spiritual. But to your point, Pat, really, I mean, it is a there's something extraordinary because there's suffering involved. With it. There's sacrifice.
Right.
It's not a joyride. It's not like you're going to go sit at a 5-star hotel somewhere and get your massage, right? Now, quite often, when you take a pilgrimage abroad or you take this particular pilgrimage, you exercise patience. You know, there's a certain degree of sacrifice and suffering, but through that comes unbelievable grace, and I think God has a special. He offers special graces on these days, not only for you, but for those that you are interceding and praying for. I know Bishop Ricken often talks about many of the healings that take place at the shrine. Father Rocky has talked to us in the past about how fertility is one of those great miracles that we hear about all the time coming from this. People who are having trouble conceiving take this walk, and next thing you know, that happens. Also praying for spouses. Is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie, can I pull you into it? Was it the Walk to Mary? In fact, let me do this, Maggie. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll pick up, because I know people love your story. We'll share a little bit with Maggie. And I'd love to hear your story, too. Have you been to the walk? You can give me a quick ring. Dial in right now. The number's 888-914-9149. I'm here with both the founders and coordinators of the event. And we'll get you plugged in. If you want to come out 3 weeks away, Maggie knows because she's being married on that day. Not too late to join us. It'd be great to have you. 888-914-9149. More conversation straight ahead. This hour is sponsored by Creative Planning. How is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
I'm just a traveler.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, Maggie busted out a few good tunes. Maggie, thank you. It's good to have her with me, my right hand here.
You're welcome.
And We're talking, if you're just getting plugged into the Walk to Mary, I just went to their website, and Maggie, it's 3 weeks, 15 hours, 12 minutes, and now 10 seconds.
You have a countdown?
I do. The clock is ticking here. May the 6th. I want to invite anybody, if you want to register for this, simply go to walktomary.com. Walktomary.com, and you'll check out the website. And I just discovered, too, checking out the website here, too, that they actually have Walk to Marys across America in different parts of the country. I want to talk about them as well. Although I think every citizen of this great country should go to our only church-approved apparition site. This is an extraordinary place. If you have never done that, great place to go. But Maggie, I want to pick up with you because, you know, we're talking about the fruit of pilgrimage, the sacrifice that comes with it, how God answered prayers, how we had a call during the chapel of the woman just praying to meet her future husband. I thought, maybe you should take the Walk to Mary. Share your story with everyone who may not know.
Well, so I had walked the Walk to Mary one time prior, and that was right before I was offered a position with Relevant Radio, when I was praying a lot about moving closer to my mom and dad who live in Wisconsin. So that ended up working out. And so last year, I remember kind of hurriedly writing in my journal that Friday morning before driving up to Green Bay after work. And I said, okay, I'm up here up north now, and my dad's doing better. You know, that's great. Now, this year, I really am praying about my future husband because I'm 33. If this is going to happen, I mean, it would be nice to have it happen because I would like to have a family. And that night, I remember driving up to Green Bay, and I was like kind of like tired from the work day, and I was kind of cranky because I hadn't eaten. You know, it's like funny how you can like go back into what you were feeling at that moment. And I pulled up to this Airbnb house that a friend of mine that I'd met through church had invited me to. She said, oh, there's like 20 of us coming up from Chicago, and you know, you should come. And I walk into this Airbnb, and the first person that I see is Joe. And I think, oh my gosh, I've seen this man hundreds of times at daily mass right across the street from our studio in Park Ridge, where I would go to morning mass before going to work. But we never spoke to each other. We would just see each other in passing going to and from communion. And so I came in, and he was like, hey, I see you at Mass. And I was like, I see you at Mass. So the next day, we walked the first leg of the pilgrimage together. And then I had a couple of things I was doing for Relevant Radio, so I got a ride to the shrine. And then he ended up arriving there before the early Mass, and we went to Mass together. And I just remember thinking that I felt really like safe around him, like really just comfortable. And it was funny because that was the weekend of Mother's Day. And so I went to the gift shop at the shrine to get my mom a new statue of Mary because hers had blown over in a storm like 2 weeks before this. And it had broken. So I was like, I'm going to get her a nice new statue. So I'm like lugging around this giant concrete statue of Mary, which is beautiful. And we're waiting to board the bus to go back to, you know, the parking area. And Father John Lovell walks up to us. And I guess Joe and Father Lovell had spoken like earlier in the walk together and kind of got to know each other. He walks up to us as we're standing there for the bus. And he just goes, so when are you two getting married?
Wow.
And I got so red in the face. And I was like, sir, we just met. And he goes, yeah. You know, Mary has a way of working these things out. And he goes, I kid you not. He goes, when you get married, just make sure you send me an invitation.
Wow.
So we got his phone number from someone like 2 months ago, and Joe called him and said, Father Lovell, this is Joe Carrozza. We met on the Walk to Mary this past year. Do you remember me? And he goes, oh, yeah, the guy that I told you that you were going to get married. And he goes,
awesome.
Yeah, well, we're getting married. And he goes, oh, that's wonderful. And he goes, so I need your address because I need to send send you an invitation.
That's awesome. That is so great. Well, Maggie, it's closing in 3 weeks from now.
Yep.
It'll be the fulfillment, all rooted in, I know, your prayers and the way God answered them. I love her story. She's one of many, Pat, that's for sure. For those who want to come and maybe saying, yeah, I'm feeling inspired to do this, what's the best way to maybe sign up? Or
yeah, like you said, Drew, get out to walktomary.com. There's a spot where you can just register, fill out some information. We ask for a little donation to help us cover the costs, but...
yeah, but you have buses there for people. You got a lot that's going on. I think even lunch is included or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get a good Wisconsin brat.
It was good. I mean, I've eaten there a few times. Well,
we have about eight, nine fatigued pilgrim vans, we call them.
Yeah.
It'll help people out. We want to get people to Mary, and if they're struggling and they can't do it anymore, we'll help them get to Mary. But
so that's come to
beautiful
Mary.
Experience.
Come to Mary.com. What about the international? Or not international, but the Walk to Mary across America. I knew nothing about that until today.
Right. So we've had some people reach out. And in San Francisco, we have Mary Ellis at Lady of the Sea, or Star of the Sea,
Yep.
And then in Northern Nevada, we have Tony and Ginger Peacock. And they're in Northern Nevada, just outside the Vegas area. And then we have a young lady, Delia Smith, in the Charlotte market, and she's going to do it for the first year. We have several people coming to experience the walk from Pullman, Washington, L.A., and Shenandoah, Texas, I believe. Anyway, they may have their own walk next year.
That's great. So, that's fantastic. Yeah,
we encourage them to come here before they start theirs in their community, and then they try to mimic what we're doing here. So if people can't make it to the formally approved apparition site, which we'd like them to do, they can participate in another city across the country, and it's growing.
So I'm curious, because St. Faustina writes in her diary, she says, the greater the work, the more violent the storm that will be that rages against it. Have you guys encountered any sort of spiritual warfare in trying to get this? Because lives are being changed, and when that happens, Satan tries to short-circuit this.
Definitely.
Anything you can share?
Well, you know, with the family issues, with the addiction, and you have this loved one so close to you. I mean, it just happens, and it challenges your faith about, Lord, how can you let this happen to us?
That's so true.
And
it's funny you say that. I spoke to a man this morning who asked me to pray. His daughter just had a baby, and the son-in-law was just arrested for allegedly, you know, child abuse on the child. The ribs of the baby were broken, but they think it may have happened during the birth or whatever. And this man's a physician. And he's a guy who does nothing but spread the message of mercy. He's done a lot to promote God. And he really sees it as an attack on the family, because Satan knows, if I can't get to you, I can get to your children or to somebody you love. And it's a way he can get in to kind of really test your faith. So you've encountered it on personal levels.
And same-sex attraction.
Yeah.
In your family, and you have a member, you know, a couple of months before the walk to Mary, that's announcing that he's going to get, you know, not married, you know, I look at it as marriage, but, and my wife and I say, no, we're going to deny attending that.
Yeah.
And that's coming at you. And the devil gets at you through the division within families and loved ones, and it just can come furiously.
You know, Pat, though, great is going to be your reward. I mean, when you're faithful to God in the end, things somehow get righted. You know, and may not be this year, maybe it'll be down the road, but your sacrifice and your faithfulness to God, I know, will result in real miracles, real change.
So.
But we'll pray for your family and for all who are involved in what is really an important work. I kind of knew that. I produced a film years ago on apparitions, and the demonic attack that took place was unbelievable. People wanted to sue me for copyright of music, and this music composer we had put together an original score, was trying to sue us, we paid for it all. But you know, in the end, it all gets done, and the mission gets accomplished, and God's grace flows, and I know a lot's going to happen this week. So I only have a couple minutes left. Tom, let me give you final thoughts, and I'll give you some final thoughts too.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to participate in the Walk to Mary and to bring that as service to God, and I'm praying for not only a great day, but for all the pilgrims who are taking the time to come so that they have a safe journey and a marvelous experience.
We'll pray for good weather, too.
There you go.
Our Lady of Blue Skies, pray for us.
Amen to that. Anything else you want to leave us with?
No, you know, you get all these intentions that are coming in with the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day. You just multiply that by thousands, and these people are coming for all those different things, you know, for their special intentions, and hoping that our Lord will listen and help, and Mary can intervene, and like you said, in time, it'll get righted.
So I got to meet a lot of people last time I was there. In fact, I met one woman from Colombia. Okay. Believe it or not, you know, we're walking along, hey, how you doing? And people just kind of talk to one another. It's a wonderful day of fellowship. I prayed my rosary all along the journey. You know, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Where do people come from? How broad has been do you have any idea? Do you have any assessment?
Yeah. Well, right now, 39 states. Of the 50 states are represented.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
any international visitors here? Where's the farthest one? Colombia, I am assuming.
There was a missionary Poland. Priest. There was somebody from Poland. There was somebody, a missionary priest from Africa. There was somebody came all the way from Spain a couple of years ago.
But it's just beginning.
Yeah.
It's the 10th anniversary. Yeah. We'll see what happens at the 15th and the 20th, right? I mean, the numbers are great, and they're going to only get bigger, too. So.
Well, Bishop Ricken told me when we get it to 20,000 people, then we can invite the Pope.
Oh, well,
put it on his radar.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it. There's room for you. You can get on board by going to walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. You can get all the details. It's about 3 weeks away. As I said, Father Rocky will be there. He's there every year. I make the walk. My wife is coming. Patrick Madrid will be there with me. And Nancy, his wife, is going to be there. So it's going to be fun. A lot of people. I can't wait to hang out with everyone. So we'll see you there. Guys, God bless you both.
Thanks
Keep
for the
up
invite.
Your great
Thank
work.
You. God bless you.